This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Gut-wrenching loss for the Jets yesterday. They were about to win their first game, and the defense gave it up, and the Raiders ended up winning. Sam Darnold had a really good second half of the game. Joins us now. It's time for the Sam Darnold Report, brought to you by Bud Light. Sam, Michael, Don, and Peter here. How are you doing today?
Hey, guys. Yeah, obviously a tough one yesterday. We just looked at the tape, like I come on here and say every single week, and did everything that we could. And, we learned and got better from watching it. That was a tough one.
I'm sure every loss stings. Is that one just hit a little different?
Yeah, I mean, there's some games where, you're in it at the end and, you do everything you can to pull it out. And then, those ones definitely sting even a little bit more than, sometimes when the game's out of reach, with, a few minutes left in the fourth quarter. Those ones, when you're in it at the end, you don't pull it out. Those are the gut-wrenching ones for sure.
All right, you're a leader in that room. What can you possibly say to your teammates after a game like that?
It's tough to find words to say to the guys in a moment like that. It really is just about sticking together at the end of the day. It's about knowing that we're all we got in our locker room and in our organization, and that we just got to continue to fight every single day and, every single Sunday when we put on those pads and we go to work, we understand that, this is our job and every single day is a new opportunity. And, we just got to continue to look at it like that and continue to build. And I feel like, we've continued to get better throughout the season. Obviously, we haven't won. So, it doesn't feel that way for a lot of guys, but, we have gotten better. And I think if we just continue to look at it that way, we can continue to come back every single day, go to work and have really good practices and continue to build.
These games, Sam, it's high stakes. This is a billion-dollar business. So were you surprised today when you walked into the facility and all of a sudden Greg Williams was fired?
Yeah, obviously, I haven't talked to anyone about, why or anything like that, but, I was just with a few teammates when I heard the news and, we were in shock. Like you've mentioned, it's a business. And so, things like that, especially when you don't win and, things like that in a business tend to happen. And, it's unfortunate, but at the same time, we're just going to continue to come in every single day and continue to work and get better.
Could you understand where zero coverage in that situation could be a fireable offense?
No, I think, decisions like that are above my pay grade. For me, and us as players, we go execute the plays that are called. That's all we do and that's all we worry about.
Sam, so you had an interesting day with some ups and downs. Let's talk about a couple of the rough spots. Probably the worst day so far for young Mekhi Becton. Did you guys talk about what was going on there yesterday?
No, he'd be the first one to tell you that he's got to play better. There were a couple situations where, I maybe could have gotten the ball out and tried to scramble away. But, those rookie mistakes are going to happen sometimes. For him, so far this season, they haven't really popped up that much.
Yep.
And, for him, he's just got to continue to go to work every single day. And because he's continuing to get better as well. He's continuing to understand the offense. He's just got to continue to get better and learn from it. Watch the tape, understand that, guys in the future are going to do similar things that the Raiders were able to do against him that worked. And so he understands that he's a smart player and he's just going to continue to get better from some of the mistakes that he made.
And was that pick the wrong throw to make, or did you just throw it to the wrong spot?
No, I mean, I went to the right area with the ball. I feel like I can put it a little bit more outside and, you know, make it a more ours or nobody throws, what we call it, you know, where I only give our receiver a chance to catch it and don't even give the DB a chance. So, yeah, I could definitely put it in a better spot.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How about having that running game? I was amazed, Sam, when I heard that this is the first time since Adam took over as coach that you guys had a 100-yard rusher. So, I mean, how much does that make your job easier in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. You know, when as a quarterback, when you have a run game like that, it takes the load off of, you know, having to try to force the ball in certain spots and making it a tough game in terms of third down. You know, we were able to get in a lot of third and manageables and even go first, second, first down, which is great. You know, you always want to live there. So, yeah, it was a great game for our offensive line, running backs, tight ends, and receivers blocking down the field. And it's definitely something that we're going to continue to build on and use as momentum going forward.
Were you conscious of how long you went without a touchdown, and how did it feel to finally get off the schneid?
No, I mean, I was, you know, I understand, you know, everything like that. But at the same time, like, the only thing that matters, and I say it all the time, is if we win or not. So, you know, I could throw for 5 or 6 touchdowns, and, you know, if we lose, I'll still be pissed off. So, yeah, I mean, it was nice. It was definitely nice to get in the paint again. But at the end of the day, didn't do enough to get the W.
It seems like I ask you a variation of this question every week, so forgive me if it's the same thing. But I mean, can you actually, in a moment of solitude when you're sitting alone, Sam, can you believe this team is 0-12? That what's happened this year? I mean, is it unfathomable what you're in the middle of?
Yeah, I mean, especially, you know, after a loss like we experienced yesterday, it's tough, and it really is almost unfathomable. But again, like, and it's tough for even me to say this and to hear myself say this, but, you know, it is what it is. And we have to come in here every single day and continue to work and get better. And we're going to get a win. We're confident in that. We understand that we have, you know, good enough players to do that. You know, we just got to put it all together for one game.
Your thoughts on Adam Gase taking some blame for your situation and where the offense is? Has he expressed that to you before he went public, or is that the first time you heard him take some responsibility?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone, like, I think I said this last week, but whenever you lose, everyone in the organization takes blame. And so Adam's going to say it's his fault. I'm going to say it's my fault, because we all understand that we can all do a better job when we lose. And so that's just the kind of character and that's the kind of guys that we have in the building. So that's the first thought in everyone's mind, is what can I do better? And that's, you know, that's just kind of the mentality that we, you know, the coaches take and that we take as players. So we're always going to look at ourselves first and blame ourselves.
Sam, thank you so much. Hang in there. We appreciate you coming on.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.